The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Players Lounge, let's ride. Full ride.
We're back.
Full ride.
We back, baby.
In his piece.
Danny, it's good to see you, man.
Hey, Nui, how you doing, man? Good to see you. I missed you yesterday, man.
Hey, man, we was rolling at 60%.
I got perfect attendance, man. You wasn't even here.
Hey, man.
Wedding, dog.
I have faith in you the whole time.
It's good to see you, bro.
Brother, it is good to see you. You look refreshed. Yeah, lost a little weight.
Yeah,
you know? Looking good.
Some old
candy, man.
Hey, no, I ain't even say nothing.
How much for one real?
That's not right.
Just so you know,
that's not right.
Put the water in my hand.
Danny McCray knows I'm a sugar freak, so Danny got candy.
Hey, he came here yesterday. He was ready for you too, boy.
Had some mileage on there. He's ready.
You see the sweat coming off.
We just started.
Come on, man.
That boy been looking out the corner of his eyes.
Hey, no.
Stop it.
Boy.
Got me like Pookie and New Jack sitting corner.
I ain't gonna lie. They're hitting too.
They're good. Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, Barry Church. I'm Nui Scruggs. Been a minute since we've done this. Good to know that nothing has really changed around.
No,
when a man is feeling half down, count on this show to kick you right back down. That's the beauty of these Negroes. We want you to stay there. Since y'all here to kick people down, let's start off with Kelvin Joseph.
Your man's. That's your boy, man.
He went to Kentucky.
Oh, he went to Kentucky. My bad.
After?
LSU. Oh, that's funny.
LSU.
I mean, everybody went somewhere after.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Where did he learn these techniques from?
He learned them from
the hardened streets of Baton Rouge, baby.
You see Patrick Peterson out there? All right. That's you learn good stuff at LSU. I agree with Grant Delpit, but I seen him lay a hit the other day.
Grant Delpit, yeah, he balling. He doing his thing.
Jamal Adams out there. Do I need the list? Oh, I'm just
saying. Man. Damone Clark. I mean, and the list goes on. Jabril Cox. It's a lot of
Kelvin
lot of
Joseph. Guys. They all came through.
Tyron Matthew.
They all came through. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
So he didn't happen to last as long as others, but he came through.
He didn't last.
Hopefully, maybe he can remember something from them LSU days since he's going to be out here.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
He's going to be out here. And I just want to know, what's your concern level? You know, mine's DEFCON 5 with Kelvin Joseph out there. Gave a touchdown pass against the Colts. And if you're going to try and, you know, win this thing, you know, you got the Eagles wideouts. I mean, last night I was thinking, hey, ain't nothing to do to go down to Tampa Bay and play a game with, like, Kelvin Joseph against them. I mean, I said, I'm at DEFCON 5. Heckman, where are you at right now with Kelvin Joseph?
I've got an opportunity to watch the film again, and it's not like the guy is just, you know, getting burnt. He's there. Hopefully this week they can bring him up to speed to get him better. I think yesterday we talked more about Deron Bland making the move outside, and that's yet to be seen also. So, I mean, I think they have options. I do believe that he has a short lease. I don't believe that they are going to be patient with him because the murmurs are already out there for him and his performance. And, man, this is a second-round draft pick.
Yeah.
True. That has been playing predominantly special teams. And I don't think that the Cowboys drafted him to play special teams. So at some point, man, the proof is going to have to be in the pudding, and they're going to give him an opportunity to sink or swim. I know I'm throwing these metaphors out pretty quick, but it just is what it is. I mean, so either he's going to do it or he's not.
That's another one. The ceiling is the roof, and the roof is the ceiling.
I'm on my
today. Oh, cliche for days.
Goodness.
But that's it.
What so you five do, out of five? What,
no, I'm done. I'm done.
Now, I'm saying, you three out of, what is it, out of five? What's your concern level?
I mean, I'm more at a four. Okay. I'm at a four. I'm not at a five, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm three and a half.
Three and a half?
I'm three and a half. You know what I'm saying?
What you talking
because
about?
Because what I know is, you know, is my man Dan Quinn is the guy who's going to be getting this man prepared. For a full rest of, like the rest of the season, they're looking at him as being the guy. So you're going to get a little extra attention. Not that attention to where, hey, man, if somebody goes out, then you may get, you know, a quarter or a half here. Now he's getting that full starter attention.
Right.
He's going to be in that film room and on that getting that extra time every day of the week.
Yeah.
Every play that they scheme up for scout team is going at Kelvin Joseph, all right? Because they know once he gets on the field, the quarterback is looking away from Trayvon Diggs, and they're going to be putting all the attention on Kelvin Joseph. Right. So he's going to get a lot of opportunities during the week to show what he can do, if he can do it or if he can't. And I think the man is going to step up enough for it not to be a situation where you got to go sell your house to find another cornerback because – that's the weakness of the team and what may keep us away from getting the Super Bowl. So I'm three and a half.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them a little optimism, you know, and if not, DeRon Bland, I see you, baby. I see you. Get on about there.
DB going to slide out. Now, I'm with Heck on this one. I'm about a four because, you know, every time we've seen, you know, Boss Man Fat, a.k.a. Kelvin Joseph, out there on the field, I'm not going to say it's been great. You know, you go all the way back to the preseason, that Denver game. You know, him and Nashawn Wright were getting picked on left and right.
Josh Johnson was throwing dimes
on him. Then you fast forward it to the Colts game, and we're talking about a guy, you know, I think he was, a fifth or sixth round pick out of Cincinnati, the wide receiver, I forget his name, number 14 was out there that really nobody knew who he was. He went out there and mossed him for a touchdown. So I'm at a four because I'm not at a five because of what you said, D-Mac. He's going to end up getting coached by, you know, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., Al Harris. You know, hopefully they can get this guy right, but it's ultimately going to be on him. It's going to be on him to put that extra work in. You know, he can't be that guy that shows up, comes in here, goes through the motions, and when it's done, when practice is done, that's the last thing I'm going to look at as far as football is concerned. He's got to put that extra work in to be great because this team, they're poised for it. Defensively, they're poised for it. You got a great defensive line, great front seven that'll make your job that much easier on the back end. So if it all comes up to him, if he's going to take it serious and want to be that guy and take advantage of his opportunity, then I feel like he can be able to do that. But if he wants to go in here and just live off his athleticism, thinking he can just out-athlete everybody, that's not how it's going to work. Everybody in the NFL is good. So I'm at a four right now. Hopefully he can take it serious, but we'll see, man. We'll see.
Hope he paid his dues to Kentucky, University of Kentucky.
Don't be like me.
Don't be like church, man. Hey, do your university proud, man. Go out here, watch the extra film, make sure that Kentucky is proud of the product that you put out there on the field, all right? Shout out to you, Kelvin Joseph. I will not be calling you Boss Man Fat.
But what you think? You think they can switch up the entire defense? Because you can't hide that. You can't hide a corner in the National Football League. They're going to find a way to get at you. So
he better play off technique.
That's what
all game.
I don't know. That's what I'm. Yeah. It got me nervous.
Man. Bail off cover two. You can hide it enough, and hopefully now you got to tell Micah, hey man. We need a little extra from you. You got to tell D-Law we need a little extra from you. The ball has to come out quick because the more time that a quarterback has, that's more time for him to take advantage of a guy like Kelvin Joseph out there on the outside. Now, could we all be wrong like Church says? Yeah, could we all be wrong? Go out there and realize that this is his chance? Because I can't imagine the pressure on the guy who you say, this defense is great. You got two weaknesses. Sometimes the run game and then one person on the defense
tough.
Could possibly hold you back from everything that you set out to get at the beginning of the season. The pressure on the guy is enormous. Hopefully, he can step up and prove us all wrong. But right now, I'm still there.
The pressure was already on Anthony Brown. Think about the way the teams were scheming for the Cowboys to begin with.
Yeah.
They already knew that the pressure was going to be on from the pass rush. Look at where we rank numbers-wise with the pass rush, turnovers and all of that. Anthony Brown I'm not making a statement here. He was the weak link in the secondary, and offenses were finding that. So, yeah, Kelvin Joseph going to get looked.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna get heat, so I expect, like you said, Dan Quinn, Al Harris, all these guys to start to, if they scheme him up, bring a safety over the top, give him some help. But if he can take advantage, seize this opportunity, I think it bodes well for the front office because they have done nothing but talk positively about him.
Yeah,
and so it's hard. I'd be hard pressed that, you know, Will McClay and all the guys that they've bought in to this point have materialized to be something, you know. So here's his chance.
Taco? Oh, my bad. Today is Tuesday. The Tuesday, what I was saying with Taco Tuesday.
That
was Marinelli. Okay,
that was Rod Marinelli. That was not Will. Will.
Okay. I was just saying. I was,
look at it, dog. He quick with it, dog. He ready, dog.
Scouts were looking at Juan Thornhill. He went on to help Kansas City win.
I've been out for a long time, bro. I love Will, bro. I wasn't even talking about. I'm talking about Marinelli. We just talking about guys who came here and didn't pan out, and Taco is one of them.
Now, you missed one day. We were talking. Will came around the corner. I guess I said something he ain't like, and he came back in the glass. And was
yeah, he did. Oh man, because then you had a problem with was Dion. Who you had a problem with?
I don't know what you're talking about.
was it Dion?
It was
Dion, huh? Coach Prime.
Time. Yeah.
Coach Prime.
You ain't swag, baby.
Coach Prime he's bringing his own luggage now. It's Louis.
Look, I ain't mad at Prime.
Yeah.
But I know that if anything, I'm disappointed.
Okay.
I'm disappointed at the reaction of people.
Oh, I thought you said disappointed him. Because Vanilla Ice wasn't that they.
Deion Sanders went down to a place where the weight room wasn't where it was. Just food wasn't where it was. I mean, Deion, this summer, right, the weight room's supposed to be done. Weight room's not done. Deion takes $150,000 of his own salary. He says, take this from me, get this weight room done, because I told the kids when they came back it would be done. People don't talk about that. The man left it 10 times better than it was.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
And to see so many people go after him, I mean, it's just, to me, it's disappointing. Because you sit here and you say, I give you my best. Took it better than where it had been in the last 50 years. I leave. You guys kick me right in the yin-yang. I have a problem with that.
Hey, that's our people, though. You know, you can't do enough. You can't do enough for some folks. Stay here forever, Deion, for the rest of your life. Stay here and just make sure you stay at Jackson State. Don't do nothing else. No goals, aspirations that you have is more important than what we want here at Jackson State. Wasn't nobody paying attention to Jackson State. All these people out here speaking out didn't give two damns about Jackson State.
Didn't care.
But he told 60 Minutes. He wasn't going to be there forever.
Yeah.
Deion had interviewed for the TCU job. The Sonny Dykes guy. Deion did an interview. So it was clear. If the opportunity came, he was going. Now, you guys all know, because you all three of you play college football. The kind of money assistant coaches get at the Power 5 level ain't what they getting over at the HBCUs.
Mm-mm.
So while people look at Deion and what he was making, the guys who were his assistants, they weren't getting that same bread.
Mm-mm.
And fighting the administration the way he was fighting the administration, you get to a point in time where, man, you get tired of doing that. And there's just a lot of things behind the scenes that folks don't know what's going on, that the man had to not only coach, but then you had to deal with the other stuff within your own administration.
Yeah, it's a battle.
And he took a good opportunity. Isn't that what everybody else does in life? I said, I don't understand it, man. And it really does make me sad when I got some folks on the inside on this. And I'm just sad when I think about, man, just what I know, what he helped do, and what he left. He left it better than he found it. Isn't that the goal all the time?
No, without a doubt.
He left it better than he found it.
But let me just say this, man. What I'm disappointed is people making Deion Sanders, Coach Sanders, the poster child for coaches leaving programs. Because that's just what it's been. Yeah. You know, that really has been – how many times have a class of guys gone to a school and all of a sudden the coach found a better job? Most of the time, that's what's happening, period. And I know, and I was talking to Nate, who went to FAMU, Nate Newton, went to FAMU. And when I was getting recruited out of high school, my mom made me save my final visit, because you only had 5 visits.
Mm-hmm.
And she made me save my final visit for Grambling. Now, I went to Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Missouri, UTEP, whatever those schools, right? Those facilities were immaculate. I go to Grambling. I went to kick it, you know. I went to have a good time, you know, but there's no way at the end of the day. But when you have a school like Jackson State, and let's not be clear, when you talk about the coaching disparity and guys going from the lower seed schools that get an opportunity to go up to Power 5, those coaches at the SWAC and HBCUs are not getting that opportunity. So what's happening with Deion is really something special when you see a guy going from the level that he's going to now coaching at a Power 5. So that's the story. Why aren't HBCU coaches getting an opportunity, the same one that Deion is getting? Guys that have been coaching at these universities forever getting better opportunities with Power 5s. So trying to make him the poster child, and we have this thing where it's called keep it real. And sometimes keep it real is keep it wrong. Mm-hmm. And the people that have these overarching opinions about what Deion has done, man, look, if I gave you an opportunity to go from $300,000 to $5 million, man,
I'm walking in Colorado.
Ain't need. No way I can tell my wife, baby, look, I'm going to stay here, keep it real. Yeah. Or you can't live here.
But it's also the challenge. You know, well, that's one of the things about who Deion, he likes the challenge. You know, Jackson State was a challenge. And he went down there. They won the SWAC twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else was there left to do?
Yeah.
What else was that? I mean, you get College Game Day down there. They never went to an HBCU.
Right.
You're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. The program, by far, the facilities, better than what it was, used his sponsors, used his connections, and made Jackson State a better place. The guy doesn't need money.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't one of those kids where Deion needs it. I mean, obviously, you're going, you know, the opportunity to take it, but the assistant coaches now get more money. The ability to – I don't know if you saw any of the video. The video followed Deion as he started to see the facilities at Colorado. Man, they're in Candyland.
Night and day.
Right, yeah. Candyland. And, you know, basically some of those kids are going to go – you know, who do make the transfer from Jackson State to go to Colorado. I mean, they'll be in Candyland up in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a challenge. And some people are like, well, why would he go to Colorado? Why would he? You know, Deion is a guy who likes challenges. And he felt that this is the challenge that I want. And if he can win there, great. Now, some people say, well, he's just going to use him like Mel Tucker and go here to there. No, I get the skepticism. But amongst the skepticism, can we at least give the man credit for what he did?
Got to.
I mean, the man went and made it better. The man went and got kids championships. He helped guys get degrees and put some kids – And this is the other kind of story. I talked to Jacques Taylor, who's been kind of on their biographers down there. He said when he talked to one of the coaches that a bunch of these kids would not be affected by Prime leaving because their stories and some of the circumstances they have come through have been that bad that a dude deciding to go coach somewhere else is not going to be the end of the world because they can count 5 to 10 different things in their life that have been a heck of a lot more traumatic and a heck of a lot tougher that they went through. But they got him there at Jackson State and gave him an opportunity to find something better for themselves. And that part of it gets lost as well as people are trying to beat up Deion and not, you know, maybe having an opportunity to check in with some of these kids. So I'm looking forward to the story that Jacques is working on just, you know, what some of these kids have their experience while they're there.
Yeah.
And I just, to me, it's sad, man. It's sad because You go and do something good, and then people want to be the judges and juries on whether or not what you did was good enough.
Go and win. They'll forget all about that. Go it. Win. That's go it. Win, and they'll shut up. Hushmouth will show up with his dive hats and black and mild.
Well, we got to take our first break. Here's one thing. If people here who live in the Metroplex, if you want to see Deion Sanders, his first game, Colorado versus TCU September 2nd and 4th.
We'll be there.
It is.
That'll be the first game here. When we get back, the heroic return of number 77.
Oh, man, I can't believe we doing. I cannot believe this.
Yes. Yes.
I know y'all ain't y'all not, after the performance y'all seen on Sunday night.
All right, we're gonna talk about it.
Slide that candy closer to him.
Yeah, I can't believe it, man.
Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos at DallasCowboys.com.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the Players Lounge.
All right, get your holiday photo with Santa at the Star, presented by Monument Realty. Santa Claus will be at his cowboy-themed cottage in the Star District across from Ascension through December 24th. Visit thestardistrict.com/Santa for more information.
You think they got central air in that cottage?
Boy, they gonna need it.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. It's 71 degrees in this area. I say, man, what the hell am I? It's 70 degrees. I brought a jacket and everything. I was sweating. What is going on here, bro?
It's real out here, man.
Christmas lights up. Man. It's hot outside. Louis like sweating in here.
Well, it's crazy.
Got linen on. We left the beach.
Left the beach.
Fresh off the spin class. Hey.
Welcome to the Players Lounge, brought to you by Tuesday. Danny McCray, Heckma Harrison of the Big 12 champion K-State Wildcats.
Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest.
Your boys
and the Conference USA losing North
Texas. Yeah, that's it too. Mix that in there too.
Who fired their coach?
Yeah.
And we got MAC champion Barry Church.
MAC champs, baby. Let's go Rockets, man.
Let's go Rockets. SEC West champions was LSU Fighting Tigers. Just so don't leave us out.
Okay. Congratulations.
MAC champs, baby.
What bowl game you guys got?
We probably going to Citrus, get a little orange or something.
Y'all going to the Citrus?
That's my guess.
We going to the Sugar, right? We going to the Sugar playing Alabama in the Sugar Bowl.
You know what? I don't know what the line is, but right now I put something on K-State all day to win that one.
Don't look at me and point at me.
He got to save his money for the dinner he got to take his eat.
You ain't eating. Ain't nobody eating.
I'm just telling you right now, they're going to win their game. Because they're going to want to go play.
Uh-huh.
Saving a company got nothing to
man, you
play
see
for?
The transfer portal out of Alabama, man? You talking right. about
it. Guys ready to move.
About it.
That Bill O'Brien effect and some other stuff. So it's some issues here. How about this from Ed Werder, ESPN? He put this out on a tweet. He says, source, the Cowboys have concerns after Odell Beckham Jr.'s physical that his recovery from a torn left ACL in the Super Bowl has not progressed enough to ensure that he would play before mid-January. And the possibility exists signing him would have no benefit until the 2023 season. Gentlemen.
That ain't it. Try to tell y'all, man.
Y'all, a couple hundred thousand.
That ain't it.
I pay a minimum.
That ain't this and this ain't that. Yeah. I'm telling y'all right now. I tried to tell y'all. There was a reason why my man wasn't on social media running routes. There's a reason, all right?
So you wanted to pull the Dez Bryant?
That's what I want to see. No, we thought it. We didn't see it.
You see
it.
Or them out there dancing on
the
cones.
Who was the running back? Who was the running back messed up his Achilles on Instagram Live?
Oh, you talking about I forget you talking about.
God, we because we talked about it on the show. That's why you won't go out there recording your workouts.
Bro.
If I go work out for something, sign that paper. So if something happened to me out here, I'm getting paid. My man sitting out there ain't getting no money from nowhere. Then ruptured his Achilles doing a back. He a running back.
Yeah,
mess it up.
Doing a damn back pedal drill.
I'm just saying, man.
But now I like Odell.
And maybe they're dropping his price too. You know, a lot. Come on, man. A lot of times is it? See, come on, man.
That's, hey, I'm.
If the man was signing a 1 year,
they putting it out there.
A 1 year, you know, 1.2 or something like that, we good. But the man already stated he wanted multiple years. He wanted to put his roots down somewhere.
Can't do it.
You paying $12 million a year for somebody
who ain't here? There's a difference between what you want and what you can get. The man didn't get a multi-year deal last year either.
Mm-mm.
He can want it all he wants. So you think he didn't want to be in L.A. for multiple years?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He definitely did. He didn't get it. What'd he do? He signed for one. Actually,
I'm
half
good
a
with
season.
That. I'm good with that. I'm if saying. It's one, I'm good. But it's
so,
as long as
you negotiate, when you negotiate, you got what you want, and then you got what you can get, okay? This is what he wants.
So, once again.
It was Tariq Cohen.
That's Tariq
Cohen.
Who it was. Tariq,
running
Tariq
back Cohen. For a former for running back for the Bears.
North Carolina A&T.
Hate to see it.
Tore his Achilles on Instagram Live.
So what you think about the Odell thing?
So, look, I'm not for it.
Thank you. Thank you, Nui.
I'm not for it.
Why?
Because he wants multiple years.
No. Okay, minus the money. Okay.
You got to bring the money into it.
No.
Him being on the team. Can he help this team be better?
No.
The problem is
no.
I'm so happy you back. I'm so happy.
When you don't want to answer a question, I'm just saying no. Take everything away. Can Odell make this team better? I'm talking about not on the salary cap.
Can he make your team better? Yes, but you're trying to talk about something that you can't take away from. The money aspect is there.
That's
separate that, man.
Have you had a conversation with Odell? Have you?
Nope.
Have you?
No.
We have no idea, okay? We only speculate on money and how much he asking for. So, if it comes down to it, where the man said, hey, I know it's a proven for me. I know I just came off of ACL. Let's make the money right. Can he make this team better?
No.
He says no. Nui said yes. Are you still saying yes?
I'm with Barry.
No, he can't make it better. He can't make it. He know it.
He just said yes.
Knew he know what it is, man.
Can somebody rewind?
Because I'm basing it right now. I had a minute to think. I reserved the right.
You only had 1 minute to think about Odell. The man been here all week.
I love it, dog. I love it.
His hypocrisy has no bounds.
As Ed Werder just said here.
No limits.
Right. Yes, exactly. Call me Herschel Walker.
Young Herschel.
You want to be a vampire werewolf.
Man, I ain't seen a switch up like that in a long time.
Exactly. And it happened on this show. Exactly. I'm glad you're back.
Can he make us better? Yes.
Yes. No.
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 I said that?
I'm with Barry.
I just thought about this. I'm talking here more. He's not progressed enough to ensure that he would play before January.
You read that already, bro.
I know. What I'm just saying is I just sitting here thinking about this and letting it marinate in my mind.
Okay.
If he can't help you till mid-January.
Who's to say you still in the business
dude,
in mid-January?
How long is it
going
to take you to do the ramp up, man? Bro, no. I can't. I'm not
talking about putting Tyron Smith back in the lineup. Yeah, worried about Odell Beckham not being
about Tyron.
Come on, man. Let's get the Tyron, man.
Let me tell you,
man.
Because
D-Mac on one.
This was in the preseason. All right? It's 17 weeks in. 18 weeks. They said Tyron Smith might be ready in December. Might be.
He's a fast healer.
Y'all was like, oh, yeah, man, that's great. I can't wait to get Tyron Smith back. This man told you he'd be ready in a month and a half.
That's
and y'all
it,
like,
that's
nah.
It. That's it.
That's when you need him.
But look at Gallup.
That's when you need him, though.
Look at Gallup. He's how many years younger? 7, 8 years younger. One ACL. And he's just now getting to
to maybe half of what he was, you know, last year before he tore his ACL.
Progress.
Progress starting to happen. Two ACLs, 30-something years old.
But you also got to remember.
You talking about Odell, and you, now you comparing the two, okay? Odell had 80.
No, he talking about ACLs.
No,
it's all he talking about is ACLs, D-Bank. Come on now.
I'm going to tell this. When do you need Odell?
You need him to play.
You need him in the playoffs, right? You don't need him right now.
Yeah, you need him in the playoffs.
What you really need him for is, especially if you end up seeing Philly again with the cornerbacks they got over there.
Right.
You're getting him for a specific situation. You're not getting him just for the rest of the.
It's biased, by the way. Make sure we understand that. This is a biased man.
I'm biased because I seen the guy.
No, I understand.
I seen the guy in the Super Bowl. He
can be a hired gun. That's what you need.
That's all you need. Why do you think Sue is in Philly?
That's it.
Hired gun.
Yeah.
He been a hired Robert gun for the Ory. Last 3 years.
If he went to Tennessee, he may not be feeling this way. That's all I'm
who?
Saying. You.
If who went to Tennessee?
Odell Beckham Jr.
I don't want to play against him. I mean, we over here talking about Calvin Joseph.
I just don't know.
I know who don't want to see Odell.
Who's that?
Us.
Are we sure he's still that guy, though?
You just saw him.
When?
Bro, he was in the Super Bowl,
a year ago.
He was prior
to the ACL. One Super Bowl and ACL later.
What are you talking about? Almost a year ago.
Yeah.
This is the same thing we said the last time he got injured. Is he still the same Odell? Yeah, he is. He's just about to go out there and win the MVP.
That's two ACLs, D-Mac.
I'm just telling you.
That's two of them teams,
I'm just telling you. He's cheap enough. I don't see why you wouldn't do it.
They're driving down the price right now. That's all that is. Ed Water came in just in time. Hey, Jerry sent the text. Ed, go on, release it. We're going to drive this price down. Hey, boy, they playing chess, not checkers. You know what I'm saying?
Smart.
Hell yeah. They going to let him get wake up out of here with that bag like that.
Go drop that, Ed.
Drop that story. Ain't nobody seen him run. I'm sure they got the medicals. They've seen all of that to make a sound decision. And look, man, I think his signing, period, no matter how you look at it, has to be. You're looking into the future with him as well. Because next year, also, we're talking about right now, but next year, this wide receiving group is going to be lethal with him in it.
Yeah, or you just get him as a hired gun for this year. He'll take it.
He just wants to prove it.
He just want to prove that he can play. And if he does go out there and do what I think he can, steal from the Super Bowl, I think he'll get paid.
So he don't want to be that guy no more.
No.
Because if he come here and take a multi-year, he gonna be the second or third fiddle out here.
Yeah, that's what they said.
So does he not want to be that guy?
That's what they said in L.A. And then all of a sudden it was him and Cooper Kupp. Yeah. It was like, yo, he's not gonna be the guy. He might be number three. We don't know if he's gonna play. And all of a sudden it was like, oh, Robert Woods out. Oh, this dude should have been a starter
for sure
a long time ago. That's how it happens though. That's why people be nervous when he's signing on their team. That's why the players out there going to vouch for him, like we talked about yesterday. He all out there on the sideline with Diz and Trayvon and Michael Parsons.
Yeah, you ain't seen no offensive guys.
Mark Cuban out there shaking his hand.
Luca,
I'm just a Dirk the Whiskey out there. I mean, that ain't the type of welcoming you bring to a guy who you don't think you might be signed.
I'm with you, Noah Brown.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm with you, Noah. Exactly, man. Ain't nobody asked Noah.
I'm with you, Noah. Speaking of hired gun, can we talk about our swing left tackle?
We'll take a break.
he took Noah's ticket to the game.
Y'all.
Oh, man. Hey, Noah, I'm gonna need that back, though.
We're getting the Ron Leary treatment.
Hey, we all going to the game. Not you, Noah. You chill right here, man.
My man sitting at the gate like, man, yeah, my ticket ain't come from nowhere. Service must be bad.
Oh, he was in the game. He was in the game right there in the Sprite zone.
Couple rolls up.
Sprite zone.
Hey, send a drink to my guy Noah up top.
Just sitting way back, sitting behind Max Duggan.
Y'all cold work, man. That's not right.
I say, ain't no way I would have been at that game. I would have been at that game with them. You got me messed up. Y'all ain't leave me. I'll follow you.
You wouldn't have had that access. That's why you're Sprite Zone.
I hold on somebody's T-shirt. I'm getting that access. Y'all got me messed up.
Hey, hold on. You ain't.
Like Kevin Hart got did at Super
Bowl. Players Lounge. Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos. Right here on DallasCowboys.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black? Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites, plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10. Free shipping!
It's Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Experience the most electrifying event of the holiday season, Cowboys Christmas Extravaganza, powered by Reliant. Every Friday and Saturday night through December 17th through Christmas, the Christmas Extravaganza ignites the star in Frisco with an unforgettable holiday performance showcasing the world-renowned Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, your favorite Dallas Cowboy football heroes, and Santa Claus, too. Visit thestardistrict.com/Christmas for more information.
Thank you, smart brother.
Go Tigers.
I made it through it.
Yes, you did.
I made it through it. No, oh, we can't get this. Come on, man.
Oh, man. What is going on?
This is the Players Lounge, man. Brought to you by Tostitos. Danny McCray, Beck Mayerson.
I can't, man.
Barry Church. I'm new. Nice.
My bad, though.
We about to get on the most foolish topic ever in the history of the season. I'm just telling you. Go ahead.
All right.
I can't believe we still talk. Been gone 6 weeks. We still talk about this?
He's back.
Tyron Smith's practice window is open. The all-decade left tackle could return to your Dallas Cowboys this week or next week at the left tackle spot. I'm good with this.
Oh, man. I can't believe it.
I'll be out there by myself on that island. That's okay.
I can't believe it.
Explanation, please. I'd love to hear why this makes any sense.
He wait a minute. He about to flip-flop. The ship is rocking.
You can eat something. Cole Beasley tweet bolt. Getting your five best guys out there. That's what we're going to do. Get the five best guys there. There we go.
That's all you got.
You think he wanted? You still think he wanted the five?
Is that all
best?
I need? Do I need more? Do I need more than that?
Hell yeah! Y'all just went on Odell by injury and all this other stuff. The man ripped his hamstring off
the bone.
The bone grizzle.
Off the bone.
Britt Brown got him right
at practice.
Britt Brown got him right.
Britt Brown been getting him right for the last 6 years. All right. And what's the result?
You got to
You drafted a guy to replace him in the first round. Yeah. That guy, Tyler Smith, came out and did exactly what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Be a number one draft pick, first round draft pick, and show why he can do it. He's doing it. What you going to do to him when Tyler Smith come back in? You going to put him at left guard and stun his growth like you did Terrence Steele last year when Lael Collins came back. You move him over to left tackle, ruined the rest of his season. He had to go through a whole nother offseason to get his mind right to be over there at right tackle. You going to do this to your rookie first-round pick? Mm. For what? So a man could run out there on the screen pass and rip his hamstring off the bone again.
I'm gonna say he back.
The man is injury prone, bro. I like Tyron Smith. Let me say.
You like him more than Anthony Brown?
Huh? No, I like Anthony Brown better.
Okay. By the way,
I like he defensive back.
You two off the hook on Anthony Brown now.
Well, what happened?
I don't have to go tell him that in the locker room now. By the way,
I don't know what you going to. I say that.
And now it's over now. We can let that go. I'm gonna let that go. I don't have to tell him anything now. So anyway,
y'all know we're picking on Anthony Brown.
Nah, I don't know what he talking about.
Oh, ask them what they were saying.
I don't know what they talking about.
All right, back to Tyron Smith. Listen, I think
all three of y'all down on Anthony
all decade, probably Hall of Fame guy. Doesn't matter in this season if he cannot stay healthy. If you put him out there and he ain't healthy again, you just stunted my man's growth, because now he's been at the left guard all week. You got to put him back out there to left tackle. Just don't make no sense to do it. But, you know, I mean, I'm not the GM. I'm not the owner. So put him on back out there and we'll see what happens.
I think one of the points that you've been making about even from Tyron Smith to Odell Beckham was the continuity, team, coach, all of that stuff. And you know that Tyron Smith obviously is a leader, has been a leader in this locker room for a long time. But playing the offensive line position, you have to be together for a while. And I think you see that starting to pay dividends around the NFL. A team like Cincinnati, I was thinking about them with Lael Collins. Think about how he was hurt at the beginning of the season. Now look at Cincinnati's offensive line. Joe Burrow ain't getting hit nearly as much as he was at the beginning, and they looking good again, right? Mm-hmm. And so – a player like Lael Collins comes in and he shores up their offensive line. Now, all I'm thinking about right now is for Tyler Smith. He has been playing solid. We saw the game with Thibodeau where he gave him some hell, and he's, you know, against the best in the league, he has struggled. But you would expect that from a rookie that has been in a trial by fire kind of situation. But, man, I just go back to this one run. At the end of the game, Davis had that one run. We had our pretty much second string offensive line in. I think Connor McGovern was in at center. Peters was at left tackle. Even our right and our ball was in at right tackle. And Davis rattles off a 20-yard run with Smith at left guard. Thought he looked good. And he's powerful. He's a big old strong young man. And I think him being able to make the move inside, he has all the athletic ability to be able to do it. I just don't want it to mess up what we have on the offensive line, and I don't see how it can when you have an all-pro, all-everything left tackle like we have in Tyron Smith.
So, Heckman's in.
Yeah, Heckman's in, and I'm all the way out. And I've been saying this since we had this conversation.
I tried to rationalize it.
Last week.
Damn.
I'm all the way out. I just don't understand. When you look at it, what has this offensive line been able to do so far this season? They've given up 14 sacks. I think that's either tied for first or second in the National Football
League. That's really good.
And protecting your quarterback, your franchise, Dak Prescott. They have a top five rushing attack with Zeke and Pollard. That means they're opening up holes for both of those guys to go get busy out there. Why mess up that unity that they have and that unit as a whole? They know each other's strengths and weaknesses. They've been playing together for, 12 weeks now? They are balling. Why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I understand you want to try to get better.
They have been playing here 12 weeks now. They've gone through at least the first 3 weeks lineup changes.
All right, from then on, though, they've been together.
So, but you're also at this point in time, I go back to this. You're talking about your five best guys.
But how do we know he's still the five best guy? How do we automatically say he's the fifth best guy?
Did he play the entire season last year?
Last season.
Yeah.
No, he didn't play the whole season.
The entire season. He was out.
No, he did not play the entire season.
No.
He ain't played one snap this season. Season before that, him and Leo was hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
What changed with you, man?
What type of history?
I see what I see. What changed with you? Because you were talking about last week, I hope he comes back and he's the same player. This is the same man, Danny, that told us in and out. Hope is not a strategy.
It's not.
You do a lot of hope.
That he going to be able to come back and ball.
He's terrible.
And we don't know that. But we do know this. That offensive line right now, they balling. That's factual. That is factual information. They are balling out there.
Why mess that up?
I understand, man. I understand. You want to give respect to your players. We did it, Jason Witten. We're going to do it with Tyron Smith. So I know he's going to be out there.
He's going out there.
With Tyron Smith and Tyler Smith. I hope he stay healthy this time. I really do, because I don't want to wish nothing bad on him. But come on, Nui.
Okay, we got to end the show here. But Heckma, I want to make sure I put this one out here.
What you got?
The Philadelphia Eagles are going to put Robert Quinn on injured reserve. So there you go.
Y'all other boys.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be on your side like 90% of the time, but you going to keep calling these boys trash?
I'm not. Look, you know what?
I need you to
Listen, man. They are trash, okay? And you know, you won't call them trash if you look at their season and who they play. Call them trash. Call them what they are. When we play the Colts and we blow them out and nobody, oh, they just the Colts. Look at the Eagles in their schedule. I'm telling you.
Did the Eagles beat Green Bay?
Yeah, they did.
Because we lost them.
Prompt dope.
Did we lose them?
Yeah.
Okay, we did. All right, just check. The Eagles beat us too, didn't they? I don't care who the quarterback. Did the Eagles beat us?
They did.
As a matter of fact, they only lost one game. Everybody except the Commanders.
But see how you take my point away? This is what D-Mac does. He'll take your point away by making his argument. Dog, you not that good. See what you do? Dog, I'm not going to let you do that to me, dog. Who's the quarterback? You know that's what I was about to say. Who's the quarterback?
They're the number one team in the NFL. This man's still out here calling them trash.
They trash.
That makes sense.
We got the tasty cakes on the line.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
was that
orange tasty cake.
Hey, man. Gave that boy that orange sparkle. Chocolate and marshmallows.
Hey, D-Mac, man, we're going to talk about that, though.
Hey, my man. Hey, I don't even know.
No. It's all good. Man, we're going to save that for another episode, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what, dog.
Cold work.
It's hard out here, man.
Up 20 before you get off the plane.
Yeah. Up 20.
Cold pizza. Down 20.
Yeah, up 20.
So they eat two tasty cakes.
Oh, man.
I can't wait for you to take us to dinner, though. It's all good.
It's going to be fine.
Not going
to
happen.
Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos. What a fun show. By the way, Calvin Watkins just tweeting out, just don't see Dallas signing Odell Beckham Jr. at this stage, giving the health of his knee. So this is
driving
a story.
Driving the price down, boy.
We'll continue to check this story here. I'll have more next on the Media Mash coming up top of the hour here. So for Danny McCray, good to see you back, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man. Glad to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Yo, he back like he was.
Heckma Harrison. Man, Kansas State Wildcat.
Emo.
There you go.
It is.
Mac Champion.
Yes, sir.
Barry Church.
I might pay my dues this month.
I'm merely Nui Scruggs.
We hit $2.
This has been the Players Lounge, brought to you by DallasCowboys.com Radio.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?